Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. A few months ago, did we ever think that direct talks between President Trump and Kim Jong-un to discuss the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula could ever happen? Of course, it hasn't happened yet, but the process is moving that way. After all the saber-rattling and confrontational back and forth, they're looking at late May or early June to meet. Keep in mind that North Korea has signed denuclearization agreements before and always broke the deal. Up until now, our presidents have refused to meet with the North Korean leader. An important step in the process that no one expected it to happen at all was a secret meeting between CIA Director Mike Pompeo and North Korea leader in Pyongyang last month. Following that meeting, North Korea is saying it will indefinitely halt nuclear and missile tests and close its major nuclear test site. Well, the next step, South Korea President Moon will meet with the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. They'll have a lot of issues to discuss since they've been threatening each other for 40 years. Now, Moon's priority will be complete denuclearization. If we keep moving forward, a month or two from now, Trump and Kim will sit down across from each other to make a deal. And if North Korea is unwilling to get rid of their nuclear weapons and put an end to their long-range missile threats, President Trump will walk out. And then, well, what next? We don't know. North Korea has wanted a meeting with presidents of the United States for many years, and it looks like they're going to get one. They crave respect. I think North Korea has every reason to strike a deal. Our military threat and trade restrictions are choking their economy, and maybe they would like to become a respected member of the family of nations. Other communist countries have changed their way, and they're accepted today. And beyond that, they are prospering. Look at China and Vietnam. Look at the success of South Korea versus North Korea. North Korea is a basket case. Credit Donald Trump for his courageous outreach and our allies as we keep the pressure on. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.